I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 18th. The Quincy Planning Board has approved a proposal for a new apartment building at the site of the former Sully's Bar in Quincy Center. Officials last night voted unanimously in favor of the proposal from Quincy Mutual Fire Insurance to demolish the existing building and replace it with a five-story, 100-unit apartment complex with underground parking for 100 vehicles. The new development, called MacArthur Landing, will be a brick building with walk-up apartments at the corner of Chestnut and Foster Streets. The existing building will be photo-documented, as it is in the historic district, and officials say the Sully's sign will also be preserved. Sully's Bar closed in 2018 after 84 years in business. The Snug Harbor Elementary School in Quincy is in line for $11 million worth of improvements to its HVAC, electrical, and lighting systems, in part due to a state grant. Earlier this week, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy, a former teacher at Snug Harbor, announced a $4.5 million grant to the school from the state's Green Schoolworks program. Mariano said students in public housing that attend Snug Harbor were often overlooked. Quincy Public Buildings Commissioner Paul Hines said Snug Harbor has already received a new ventilation system and asbestos removal. The new updates will be done in phases and over summer times over the next 3 years. Snug Harbor was one of 18 public schools receiving a total of $52 million in grants to update HVAC and other systems. A popular New England-based restaurant chain has expanded in Massachusetts, recently celebrating the grand opening of its first location on the South Shore. Tavern in the Square's newest location is now open at 60 Forbes Road in Braintree, located directly across from the South Shore Plaza in a space that once housed a TGI Fridays. The Braintree location offers a spacious layout featuring a lively bar, comfortable booths, high-top tables, and a large outdoor patio. Tavern in the Square, which opened its first location in Cambridge in 2004, now has more than 20 spots across New England, including sister restaurants. Well, after bikers shared their concerns over newly installed speed bumps, they were found paved off and flattened out yesterday morning at Wampatuck State Park in Hingham. The speed bumps, implemented over the spring, have caused a string of cyclist accidents. They claim the speed bumps look like crosswalks and have left bikers bloodied and sent to the hospital. The Hingham Fire Union on Facebook also referenced recent incidents due to the speed bumps in the area. The Department of Conservation and Recreation said on Monday that they were aware of the concerns and are assessing ways to make the park safer. Yesterday, the speed bumps had been uninstalled. A DCR spokesperson said to reduce speeding and improve safety at Wampatuck State Park, DCR recently installed speed bumps along Union Street. After continuing to evaluate the site, they're making additional safety adjustments, including new signage and improved traffic and speed control measures. Bikers and pedestrians were thrilled to see the change. The Department of Conservation and Recreation organizing a cleanup of Pettix Island in Boston Harbor back on Sunday, with dozens of volunteers spending their day cleaning up debris in the water and on the beach. Over 200 volunteers collected dozens of bags of debris and trash. They even found large items, including a couch, chair, and several tires. Directors with the Center for Coastal Studies said without those willing to volunteer their time, cleanups like this would not be possible to protect wildlife and the environment. Pettix Island is the last of the five islands in the harbor to get cleaned up. More than 10,000 pounds of debris was collected this week. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 260 points. The Nasdaq fell 72. The S&P lost 16. Asian stocks also mixed. after Wall Street indexes churned between gains and losses, but ultimately remain near their record levels following the Fed's decision to cut its main interest rate a quarter point. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at almost $64 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Oakland 5-4 in 10 innings. Series continues at Fenway at 1:35 this afternoon. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, some morning clouds and fog, and then some afternoon sun, the high of 78. Patchy fog tonight and lows in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 79. Much cooler on Saturday, but abundant sunshine, high around 70. And a sunny 71 on Sunday. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A north wind at 5 to 10 knots becomes easterly and a high tide 9:32 a.m. Sunrise 6:27, sets at 6:47. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 18th.